From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
I'm Felix, VK4FUQ. News from the Anzac front. Radio amateurs remember. AM and CW on Anzac Day, 25th of April 2018. The traditional AM and CW event organised by Mike Benjo Patterson, VK4MIK, and the Tablelands Radio Group of Far North Queensland will again take to the air for the 8th year. It honours those modes used by service personnel in earlier wars. The event idea came from a telephone conversation between Mike and World War II Coast Watcher in Papua New Guinea, Lionel Veal. Lionel set up his ATR-4A HF radio and orientated the antenna from behind enemy lines. Lionel was one of those brave Coast Watchers who sent back vital information. The concept developed by the Tablelands Radio Group in Far North Queensland basically asks us to consider changing modes on Anzac Day nets. As an honour and amateur radio salute to those who served or are serving. Now comes word to keep those films glowing, as at 1 minute past midnight with the dawning of Saturday, April the 28th, through to midnight Sunday, April 29th, you are invited to be part of an inaugural event with the Australian Military Radio Operators Weekend. Tune in and work VK station using ex-military, naval and air force radio, equipment from World War II through to Vietnam. You will hear them calling CQ Military Radio Weekend. And CW stations will be uniquely calling CQ MRWD station call, so keep an ear out. AMRL will be looking to share the unique histories of their equipment and its service from across the decades during times of both conflict and peace. If you own some of this wonderful valve equipment, then seek out the AMRO stations and give them a shout. Some AMRO stations will be mobile or set up in the field, whilst others may be home-based. For those of you who own and enjoy military communications receivers, please feel free to be part of the weekend using such equipment as VI, a volunteer interceptor. You can look up the role of the World War II volunteer interceptor on the interweb. Your RVI role will be intercepting and logging as many of the AMRO stations as possible. VK4QS is your point man. You can email him on mikevk4qs@gmail.com. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband, every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Well, what can I say? This week has seen a clear breach of operating rules by a long-standing 40-metre warning net tried to take their frequency, regardless of the fact a rare DX station from the Northern Hemisphere had been operating there for some hours. It has been reported, with accompanying screenshots, of a deliberate unmodulated carrier being transmitted to cause as much disruption as possible. By contrast, an afternoon 40-metre net often adjusts its operating frequency to not interfere with other users. What can I say? On behalf of the VK radio operators, I apologise for such poor spirit and behaviour, and suggest that after the broadcast you maybe re-listen to, or at least read, what Grant Willis said about this behaviour in today's main VK1WIA National News Service. Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Most of us will have had time to read the current issue of Amateur Radio magazine. Board comment was presented by David Ford, VK4MZ, WIA Vice President. I found it heartening that efforts are being made to adjust the perspective of the Institute and presentation of the hobby to the future. In fact, this has been a type of brainstorming exercise conducted by the Board and the Strategy Committee. Like David, we all will be looking at what develops and how us on the ground can play our part in presenting an updated and enthusiastic presence in the wider community. My reading of David's report left me wondering about an important process which is also critical to the continuation of amateur radio activities. If we reflect on the operation of clubs, committees and positions which glue us together, we can see that often very specific knowledge and experience is held by one person. Interaction with international affairs, participation in setting standards for equipment and, dare I say, holding the broadcast news team together, have depended on one person all too often. If we think about our clubs, the situation is probably quite critical, with certain activities being the job of one person who has done that job for some time. Contacts, knowledge of organisation and so on are held by that person, and somehow no one else gets to share the tasks and learn the tricks that make it work for the rest of us. Commercially, estate succession is a very real process for family-owned businesses, and listed public companies always have a plan to replace key personnel, whether by internal training or headhunting from the corporate world. Volunteer organisations, and especially niche bodies such as the Wireless Institute, have a very much smaller pool from which to draw. But keeping the engines firing is as important to the ocean liner as it is to the weekend tinny. Do we plan for keeping our clubs running if they lose key people? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.